Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You'd like to see me take a dive, wouldn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking with a man that controls the world heavyweight champ. That's right, Tom Loeffler, promoter extraordinaire, manhandles Vladimir Klitschko, and of course, Gennady Golovkin. Speaking of Golovkin, coming west for a fight at the StubHub Center in his next title defense. We'll talk with Mr. Loeffler about both of his clients today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Former WBA junior middleweight champion Austin Trout got off the deck twice last night and won a unanimous nod over Daniel Dawson. I guess a little bit unattentive there, Mr. Trout. Back on top, though, in a win. And a win is what he needed. Of course, a left-hander former champion looking to get back in the mix at 154. A fight with James Kirkland is a fight that I'd like to see between at 154. I mean, Kirkland and Trout. Something's got to give there. Two world-class guys. Something's got to give. Either the boxing ability of Trout or the knockout power of Kirkland. Got to figure it's going to be a great fight if they could put that together. I know they were talking about it, but it never happened. So we're going to talk about Don Jargon, 84 years young, promoting in Fairfield, California tonight. Straight up, Manuel Avila in the main event there, of course. Don, World Boxing Hall of Fame, International Boxing Hall of Fame, an iconic figure in boxing. Wow, Don Jargon, still going, 84 years old. And Bernard Hopkins and Sergey Kovalev tickets go on sale September 5th for the November 8th fight at the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, New Jersey. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Lots of UFC to talk about. The results are in from Macau. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
It's Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event. Huge price drops and extra savings this weekend on hundreds of deals throughout the store. Like a limited edition Epiphone G400 guitar, now just $279. Three sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings for only $9. Simmons electronic drum kits just $299. Or Vader 5B drumsticks for just $5 a pair. Plus, go to GuitarCenter.com to get your exclusive coupon for additional savings in every department. Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event, now through Sunday.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Remember the beginning of summer when you had dreams?
I'm going camping every weekend.
I'm definitely gonna thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. Probably two or three times.
Just getting my bike tuned up to cycle across America.
While we may have been overambitious, at REI, there's still time to make summer dreams come true. Save up to 30% on the best in outdoor gear and clothing at the REI Labor Day sale and clearance, August 22nd through September 1st.
There's only one Mayweather. There's only one Mayweather. He talks the talk and he walks the walk, walking to the money land.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
Check it, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, you can take Ring Talk anywhere you go around the world on your tablet, your smartphone, whatever you want to do. Of course, you can go to iHeartRadio, get a hold of Ring Talk. Just like download the iHeart app, and you can take it anywhere you want on your portable tablet or on your home PC. iHeartRadio.com, Ring Talk, the premier boxing show on the web. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 29 plus years now. Speaking of years, how about Jermaine Taylor, 36 years old, of course, the 2000 Olympic bronze medalist out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And, of course, what is he now, like 32-4, a draw and 20 KOs. Of course, got beat twice by Bernard Hopkins, who's still going like at almost 49 years old. Some Hopkins news in just a second. But Taylor, the last time I heard about Jermaine Taylor, some hooker took him for $2,500 for oral sex. Remember that? Remember that scam? And, of course, he's the Christian guy and all that kind of good stuff and married to the college basketball player and the WNBA star. Well, you know, he was Mr. Square. Yeah, until he got exposed there, doing a little cross-country, across state lines in the South to meet different women that he was paying for sex. But, you know, he's had his he fought, what, collab trucks and didn't look good there. He ended up getting the decision, but we all know that he didn't win that fight. So at 32-4-1, and 20 KOs, it's time for him to just give it up. As I said, 2004 Olympics bronze medalist. Emmanuel Stewart, the late Emmanuel Stewart, the gold father from the Kronk Gym, HBO analyst extraordinaire when he passed in October 2012. He had trained Jermaine Taylor for one fight or two. I'm not sure how many fights he trained for, but he did train him for at least one fight. And he told me that Taylor was not a fighter. He was not a boxer, per se. He was an athlete that could box. And that's how he sort of got into the fight game. Okay, he wasn't one of those guys that had a chip on his shoulder or wanted to beat people up or nothing like that. No, he was just an athlete instead of playing baseball or basketball. I think he wasn't big enough for basketball, so that's why he shifted gears and went into boxing. Now, you would think living in Little Rock, Arkansas, where my father was born, and no knock on Little Rock, but when I did that television show back there about 8-10 years ago, when they asked me what I thought about Little Rock, I said, thank God Grandma didn't miss the Greyhound. And that's just the way I felt. Nothing but cotton fields and poor folks walking around town. Straight up, I wasn't a big fan of Little Rock, Arkansas. But anyway, Jermaine Taylor was born there and lived there and bought a house there. And he's broke? I don't get it. He was making big money. He made some million-dollar purses at the very least, maybe five, six, seven times. So you got to figure if you got half of that, that's living in Little Rock. But then again, you look at his sexual appetites and the fact he's got to pay big bucks, $2,500 to get some nice lady to take care of him across state lines. So Jermaine Taylor, I got to say, still fighting. Looks like he's going to go again October the 8th, Foxwoods Resort in Connecticut. 44-11 is Sam Solomon, the opponent, 18 KOs. Sam Solomon's like 40 years old. And I'll call it all this Battle of the Geezers, okay? Speaking of geezers, man. Boxing Telemundo's got every other boxing series outside of the premium channels in the rearview mirror. Seriously, they are averaging like over a half a million viewers a night every Friday night. 566,000 viewers. That's what they did, I think, on a July 8th card or something like that, which was the best ever. So they're up 32% over 2013. And I'll ask the question again, why not why not have English audio? If we have Spanish audio for all these English programs, why don't we have English audio for some Spanish programs where people that don't speak Spanish will probably want to listen or watch? See my point? Good numbers. They probably double the numbers there. But Telemundo, they ducked that question for years. Oh, our sponsors wouldn't like it. What are you guys, crazy? Anyway, I thought that was absolutely asinine. It still is asinine. Don't ask me why it's not done. September the 6th, showtime. Adrian Broner, they call him the problem. I call him the mistake. Taking on Emmanuel Taylor, these guys are going to do it at 140 pounds. He also at 140 pounds that day. Lucas Matisse, the former champion, of course, of the WBC, got beat down in a fight he was favored to win by Danny Garcia last year, the ranking world 140-pound champion. He's going to take on Roberto Ortiz, and Andre Berto is going to take on that dangerous opponent. You know the one, TBA. They say to be announced and to be annihilated in September the 13th. Oh, he's back, folks. That's right. Floyd Mayweather, who introduced this segment, of course, 46-0. Who cares how many knockouts he got? He hasn't had a knockout since like Ronald Reagan was in the office. But he's going to take on Marcos Medina again. And as I said before, although I thought the first fight was even and scored it 6-6 in rounds, that means it was a draw on my card. I don't want to see it again. Listen, you're going to have to send me some boxing Viagra, some pay-per-view Viagra, a box of it. You're going to have to send me a box to get me to sit down and watch this. You're just going to have to, especially to pay for it. Nah, go over to somebody's house, watch it maybe. I'll probably go over to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, because Ricky's.com has all the latest fights, be it the UFC or boxing. But, you know, I'm not going to pay $70 to watch Floyd Mayweather dance at home against a guy that's less than he. And Marcos Medina on a historic scale, I'm talking about history. When history looks at Marcos Medina, they will look at him as a B fighter, maybe a B plus fighter, not an A level fighter. I mean, you wouldn't put him up there with Ray Leonard or Tommy Hearns or Roberto Duran or Floyd Mayweather. You just wouldn't put him up there at that level. Okay, even though he's getting this rematch with Mayweather. Now, the reason why he's getting the rematch with Mayweather is that Mayweather knows it's always easier the second time around. Just for him, because he gets guys figured out. And once he gets guys figured out, he's usually got them. Down the stretch now, it was all Mayweather in that fight, just about. I mean, Medina had the early, like four of the first six rounds, something like that, and he took off early on. But down the stretch, it was Mayweather winning those rounds. And that's why Medina ended up coming up with a majority decision loss, I believe. I think one judge had it even. But when you look at the entire picture, the world of boxing, we don't want to see Floyd Mayweather take on Marcos Medina, not again, because the first time, what can I say? Speaking of a fight we do want to see, November the 8th, the Boardwalk Hall, the hall that Arturo Gatti built, that's right, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Looks like the man, $300 with the tickets open up, but and the cheapest will be $50. I'm talking about Sergey Kovalev, the world light heavyweight champion, undefeated, taking on the ancient one, Bernard Hopkins, in the unification match. That's November the 8th. Tickets go on sale Friday, September 5th. Right on. Great fight. It'll be on HBO. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, Tom Loeffler, of course, of K2 Promotions.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
866-490-3992.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
Just before the door closes when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So proud of this young lady. Get this, 73 years young. Saw her a couple of weeks ago. Oh, I think it's 3 weeks ago tomorrow. With my good friend Christine. We had a blast. It was Christine's birthday. But Darlene Love, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2012. Her fourth appearance in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, in her entire lifetime. Of course, she's been performing now since like 1961. So she's been around a while. Bottom line is, looking good, sounding good. Great Darlene Love. Thank you so much, Darlene. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing this segment. In about 15 minutes, we'll switch gears. We'll go over to the world of mixed martial arts. The results are in from Macau. So, of course, the main event is over with, the middleweight main event there, because the Count, Michael Bisping, and Kung Lee were putting it all on the line. We'll talk about the winner and who wins in the MMA segment, as I said, in about 12 to 15 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Speaking of Macau, Chris Algieri, 20-0, 6 KOs. The WBO 147-pound title holder will be taking on Manny Pacquiao. Of course, that's going to go down November the 22nd in Macau. And because, you know, Manny wants to save that tax money and can't blame him. And Algieri's already in Macau. They're going to do like a 12-city tour. They're going to come to San Francisco. They're going to come to different big cities across the country. And, of course, they'll be huddling with big money sponsors, and that's what this show is going to be about, big money sponsors. There's going to be a lot of big money sponsors. They'll be throwing their money at Pacquiao and Macau, and more power to Pacquiao. I mean, the ability to get even as far as the tax man's concerned and all his bills and all that kind of good stuff, I think that can only be achieved if he fights in Macau. So we might not ever see Manny Pacquiao again in the United States. Let's be honest. He's an old guy. I mean, as I said, he looks more like a Filipino bus driver than a Filipino boxing champion, or maybe like a congressman. I mean, he hasn't got the bones in his face no more. They don't stick out. His face still looks fat. In other words, puts his body in shape, but, you know, somehow he just can't seem to get it all together because he's not as young as he used to be. But, of course, a loser to Juan Manuel Marquez a couple of fights ago. He's come back. He's beat Mike Alvarado. And, no, take that back, Juan Manuel Marquez beat Mike Alvarado. Speaking of Juan Manuel Marquez, that's really the fight people like to see. Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez. Forget this Floyd Mayweather fight. That's a pipe dream. That could never, ever happen. But Juan Manuel Marquez and Manny Pacquiao, that is a possibility. Now, from possibilities to realities, let's take it to the City of Angels and bring in one of the great promoters today in the world of boxing. I'm talking about Mr. Tom Loeffler of K2 Promotions. What's up, Tom? Terrific.
Mr. Pedro Fernandez, how are you?
Pretty fine, man. How's life treating you?
Oh, it's great. We're really excited about announcing this next fight for Triple G. He's going to fight October 18th.
Yeah,
it's the Sub Arena against Marco Antonio Rubio.
I talked about that in the open, the fact that he was coming west. I mean, I think that's cool. People on the West Coast get a chance to come out and see Gennady Golovkin, of course, the unbeaten WBA middleweight champion, who looked thrilling in his last fight, who's just looked thrilling all along. And, you know, where are his shortcomings? I mean, you're as a promoter, you're probably a biased guy, but we see all these positives and we don't see any holes in his defense. We don't see any holes in his preparation for fights. Abel Sanchez is in the corner. That's a capable pilot, no question about that. But are there any shortcomings in him as an athlete, as a fighter?
I'll tell you, Pedro, he's one of the hardest working boxers that I've ever worked with, athletes, I should say. And he's so confident because of his preparation. And he has that natural God-given talent of his power, and then Abel has been able to refine it. So I really don't see any holes in this game. And, you know, he has a great chin. He's willing to take punches that you saw in the last fight against Gil. He's willing to get hit in order to deliver his punch. And a lot of people have never seen that, where a guy gets hit flush on the face and then is able to knock the other guy out. So it was a pretty impressive knockout in his last fight.
Tom Loeffler is our guest, folks, of K2 Promotion. Of course, Vladimir Klitschko going in September. We'll talk about that as well. I remember you talked about conditioning and Gennady Golovkin, and I could sort of relate to that because Alexis Arguello told me in 1982, before I went out and won some Golden Glove championships, that I needed to be in the best physical shape I could ever be in order to be in the best psychological shape I could ever be in. They go hand in hand.
Absolutely. I mean, that's confidence. I mean, he has so much experience from the amateur fights that he's had, and he's always been a big puncher, even in the amateurs. You know, he stopped, one of the famous videos is when he had stopped Lucien Boutte, you know, with headgear on and with the amateur gloves. And so when he's that well prepared and that well trained, and then with the strategy with Abel, I mean, it just gives him a supreme confidence going in there. And then with his punching power, it just makes for a great combination.
So is he StubHub center and the opponent sort of together? In other words, picking a guy that's Mexican to fight in Southern California against your guy, that's a good promotional move, don't you think? I think it is.
No, absolutely. Marco Antonio Rubio is actually worked out to be the best opponent for this fight, especially in Los Angeles, but also on his credentials. He's a WBC interim champion. He's only lost once in his last 17 fights, and that's when he went the distance with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. And then his only loss before that was against Kelly Pavlik. So he's fought some of the biggest names in boxing, and brings a lot of credibility to the sport. He's a big puncher himself. I think he has 51 knockouts out of 51 wins. So I think it'll be a very entertaining fight for the fans as long as it lasts.
As long as it lasts. Good point. Of course, Marco Antonio Rubio and Gennady Golovkin, Triple G. Triple G's got his own website. What is it?
It's under GGG Boxing, GGGBoxing.com.
GGGBoxing.com?
Yeah.
Okay. And K2 Promotions has their website as well, right?
Yes, K2 Promotions Boxing.
Okay, let's switch gears now. Let's go from the middleweight division to the heavyweight division. It's been said he who controls the heavyweight champion controls boxing. Now you've got two of the absolute pound-for-pound and hottest stars going in Golovkin and, of course, the world heavyweight champion who's not lost since 2004. I wrote an article about that this week at ringtalk.com. Has not lost since 2004. I'm talking about Vladimir Klitschko, 62-3, I believe, 52 or 51 knockouts. Taking on the unbeaten Bulgarian, Mr. Kulov. What is Kubrat Pulev being to the dance besides being 20-0?
I tell you, he's one of those guys that's also you know, very confident. He's never lost a fight. He's the mandatory challenger for the IBF, that should be an exciting fight also. I mean, Vladimir right now is at the point in his career where every fight, you know, he's writing history. He's such a dominant athlete, you know, in a heavyweight division, and that's why, you know, I've just been blessed to work with, you know, in the glamour divisions, the middleweight and heavyweight, you know, to have the best boxers in each division has really been a great thing.
Tom Loeffler of K2 Promotions on the line. Of course, Gennady Golovkin, the world middleweight champion, WBA version. Is there a chance of hooking it up with Miguel Cotto in New York City in 2015?
Absolutely. That would be the plan. You know, Miguel and Gennady, they're actually they're friendly. They're friends. But, you know, this is a sport of it's a business. And so to find out who's the best middleweight champion, I mean, Miguel had a great performance against Sergio Martinez. He's the he's the WBC middleweight champion right now, and that would be a terrific unification fight. I don't know of a better or a bigger fight for Madison Square Garden than Gennady versus the Cotto, because they both bring their own fan base to the table, and Cotto's a legend in New York at the Garden, so that would be a huge promotion for next year.
Gennady Golovkin, Sergey Kovalev, Vladimir Klitschko, after a century of the sweet science being controlled by American fighters primarily, boxing is now a global phenomenon. Why is that, Tom Loeffler?
Well, I'll tell you, Gennady's really bringing back the true definition of a world champion. You know, it's not someone that fights in one city or one state, but he fought, you know, he's fought his last five fights here in the U.S. on the East Coast. Now we bring him to the West Coast. But he's also fought internationally. He had a fight in Kiev. He had two fights in Monte Carlo. And his international fan base is growing tremendously with each fight. So we're really excited about that. And he's the type of guy that'll fight anywhere. You know, he'll just defend his titles. And I know with Vladimir, it's the same thing. He's, you know, he's fought in many different cities. And so that's what we're excited about, is just you know, getting back to.
I don't think you answered the question. I'll ask it again. Maybe I didn't ask it right. Why is it these athletes from the former Iron Curtain are so special, and they're ruling a game that was ruled by Americans in the 20th century? Now the 21st century, we're like 14 years into it, and the people of the former Soviet Republic, they're taking over. Tell me why.
Well, I think there's just some special boxers coming out of there. I think a lot of it has to do with the discipline that they had in that Soviet system, mm-hmm. you know, before professional boxing wasn't allowed. They came, I know with Vladimir and Gennady especially, they were very disciplined coming up through there. And then just with their natural talents, they were able to excel in this type of open market. I mean, you know, you have some young guys coming up in the heavyweight division that we're hoping will provide some good competition for Vladimir. But as of right now, he's just really head and shoulders above everyone else in the heavyweight division.
Okay. You know what I thought looked pretty good, and I give him a bit of credit because he's got some flaws, some technical flaws, is Berman Stavern, once-beaten fighter formerly out of Haiti, now fighting, I believe, here in the United States, a WBC title holder. I give him some props to 24-1 with a draw and 21 KOs. But Deontay Wilder, is it true that you were offered a fight with Deontay Wilder? I'm not talking about the world heavyweight champion, that he wanted to fight you. I mean, because he's fought a whole lot of guys like you and me, 32 guys like you and me. That's what I'm trying to say, Tom.
Deontay was sparring with Vladimir for one of the camps, and you know, certainly has an impressive knockout record. I think he gets knocked for the selection of opponents, and I think a lot of times boxers make mistakes, or you know, whoever on the team is, you know, they go from one level of competition, then when you go to a solid guy like Bermain Stavern, definitely a proven guy in the heavyweight division, and has beaten some solid guys. You know, he beat Chris Arreola in the last fight. So I think that's a huge jump that normally with the guys that I work with, I usually try to, you know, put them in with a better competition. But, you know, you can't take anything away from Deontay in terms of his punching power. The only thing is, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that translates once he steps up in this competition.
Common sense question for you, Tom Loeffler. Boxing Telemundo did 566,000 homes as an average on their cards, which is pretty damn good. It's up 32% from 2013. Why don't the Spanish channels feature a secondary audio program, but all the English channels have a secondary Spanish channel? What is up with that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's you know, we try to on our fights, we try to reach as many households as possible internationally. But I think, you know, that's not a bad idea as far as you know, because a lot of the the most popular boxers box on the Spanish channels, and you know it would be good to have a second audio channel, like you said, in English.
Okay, so is there any talk of Cotto and Golovkin? Have you guys like talked about possible dates in 2015, or we're going to talk in 2015? Anything like that?
Well, you know, it's interesting when you make calls to other representatives of fighters, and you don't really get much feedback. So, you know, we can't force anyone to get in the ring, and we certainly, you know, if Miguel wants to fight Canelo, that's a huge fight, and we can't knock that on from a business standpoint. But you know, we just keep rolling with Gennady. He wants to stay active, and the motto is still the same. We're going to try to get the best fighters in the ring as possible.
Tom Loeffler of K2 Promotions, all the best to my brother. I'm running up on a hard break. Say hello to everybody and take good care of yourself.
Thanks, Pedro. Appreciate it.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And download the iHeartRadio app right now and take Ring Talk anywhere you go in the world.
Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event. Huge price drops and extra savings this weekend on hundreds of deals throughout the store. Like an Ibanez nylon string classical guitar or a steel string acoustic guitar, only $99 each. Music stands for $10 or half price on an M-Audio MIDI controller, just $149. Plus, go to GuitarCenter.com to get your exclusive coupon for additional savings in every department. Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event, now through Sunday.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
It's Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event. Huge price drops and extra savings this weekend on hundreds of deals throughout the store. Like a Martin Acoustic Electric Guitar, just $439. Three sets of D'Addario Electric Guitar Strings for only $9. Simmons Electronic Drum Kits, just $299. Or Vader 5B Drumsticks for just $5 a pair. Plus, go to GuitarCenter.com to get your exclusive coupon for additional savings in every department. Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event, now through Sunday.
Yeah, Sepp's taking a little bit of a beat here.
Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
He did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
But the referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Well, let's see how much more punishment. Now he's tapped. That's it. He's had enough. Oh, Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier, and a lot of damage done to the left eye of Bob Sapp.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Are you nuts?
Knicks theme.
Yeah, my man, Mike Connors. Touch Connors played basketball for UCLA under the name of Touch Connors. Had that magic touch back in the days of John Wood. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts. It's official. The results are in from, of course, UFC Fight Night over there in Macau. And, wow, what a fight night it was. Of course, Michael Bisping is back. The Count, folks. Michael the Count Bisping looked pretty sharp all throughout. I mean, he's the real deal. We've always known he could fight. And, of course, taking on Kung Lee. Kung Lee was favored in some people's minds. Zach Attack Young thought that Kung Lee deserved to be a slight favorite going in here. Of course, Bisping having lost to Vitor Belfort very convincingly, like he was knocked out by the former teenage phenom. And, of course, the king of the testosterone replacement therapy stuff. In other words, legal steroids, even though he's taking on Chris Weidman later this year. We'll talk about that maybe if we get some time. But the bottom line is Michael Bisping is back. He stopped Kung Lee in the fifth round. It was on punches, a fourth-round KO, TKO. Of course, it was at the Cotai Arena in Macau, China. And you got to give Kung Lee credit. Kung Lee's a guy I don't think that was the – he never really learned mixed martial arts until later on. He learned how to do different martial arts. But as far as the fighting of MMA is concerned, that kind of good stuff, I think he was a little bit of a late bloomer. But Bisping, the Count, they call him something a little different in the United States, in the UK. The Count is promoted a little differently. But the bottom line is he was a winner. He continues to shine. And more power to him. I got to give him some props. I mean, any guy that talks that much smack and keeps winning, right on. Because if you don't, you know, yeah. Anyway, Tyrone Woodley was a winner. He beat Dong Hong Kim. Of course, that was a TKO and punches the very first round, minute and 1 second straight up. Tyrone Woodley got a $40,000 bonus, as did Michael Bisping. I'm not sure if Kung Lee did, I guess, as well. It was the best fight of the night, Michael Bisping and Kung Lee, the main event. But some other winners on the card, and these names are challenging. Zhang Lupeng beat Brandon O'Reilly. That was unanimous, not across the board. Three rounds at lightweight 155 in a featherweight match. Ning Gungao defeated Yang Zhongfeng. Yeah, all right. Unanimous, not across the board. Those were three 5-minute rounds at featherweight, 145 pounds. Welterweights on the card. Wang Tsai was a winner. Alberto Mina was a winner. Yuto Sasaki was a winner. Kobe Covington was a winner. Rostin Wee was a winner. And in a women's bout that opened up the card that was on Fight Pass, UFC Fight Pass, Malina Dudlova beat Elizabeth Phillips. Unanimous, not across the board. 3 5-minute rounds. Of course, those are bantamweights looking for a shot at Ronda Rousey, the rowdy one. Nothing as to what her future is going to be like as far as her next bout's concerned. I was told she was getting some bone chips taken out of her ankle or her knee. It was her knee. And this was going to happen in July, so she was going to be able to do anything in July and August. None of my gym rats down there in Southern California have told me she's back in the gym, so I don't know. But she sure is looking good and sounding good, huh? Straight up, she is probably the pound-for-pound greatest fighter in MMA right now because of the fact that she brings that – she's female, and she is bringing the female population over to MMA, and she brings the women with her. How can you say she's not the most prolific? Maybe pound-for-pound isn't the status bar, even though she does belong on that list, no question about it. Okay, but the most prolific fighter in MMA right now, undefeated, unbeaten. Okay, it's been, you know, has a couple of one rough fight against Liz Carmouche. Okay, so Carmouche almost choked her out, and she threw Carmouche halfway across the octagon. She's a mean chick, and I don't mean that negatively. I mean that she's the real deal, and she is the world bantamweight champion. That's who everybody wants a shot at. Now tonight. Now, the UFC's got it going on. Last night, or this morning, the card was from Macau, China. And that was on Macau time. So now, UFC's going to go with a card tonight with Benson Henderson. This is going to be on Fox Sports 1. The card's going to open up on UFC Fight Pass. And then we go, of course, to Fox Sports 2, and then Fox Sports 1. I'm not going to get into this because I'll just get upset and end up losing my cool. But the bottom line is, at the BOK Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa's a good place. I did a lot of TV back there with Al Bernstein and the late Judge Mills Lane, the incapacitated Judge Mills Lane, of course, of TV fame. And as a referee, let's get it on, Mills. Mills was a good guy. He got sick in 2001, and so went our deal with CBS Television. But the BOK Center, Tulsa, Oklahoma, the 23rd, August, straight up the main event, Benson Henderson, a former lightweight champion, taking on Rafael Dos Anjos. Of course, Benson Henderson, probably the benefactor of some great judge, he's been the benefit of some questionable judging over the past 2-3 years. In fact, throughout his entire career, he's had some questionable wins. People don't realize why it happens. I think Josh Thompson tried to tell me a couple of weeks ago that he seems to look like he's in control most of the time when he's not in control. But, you know, Benson Henderson, the man that he is, a former lightweight champion, going to hook it up, I think, again with Anthony Pettis and lose again to Anthony Pettis. He's lost twice to him by submission. He's going to lose a third time. Why would we want to fight a guy a third time who's licked you twice and licked you decisively, huh? Of course, the uncrowned champion at 155 pounds in the lightweight division of the UFC is El Nino, the twice-beaten Gilbert Melendez out of San Francisco, California, former Strikeforce champion. Of course, he's going to end up taking on Anthony Pettis later this year as they will duke it out in the next season. I think they're already filming the next season of The Ultimate Fighter, of course, that reality series that has carried on Fox Sports 1 that made the UFC what it is today. Of course, that fight with Forrest Griffin back in the day, back, was it 2006, the first season of The Ultimate Fighter? Spike TV, that sort of made it. Mike Pyle, remember Mike Pyle? Mike Pyle's been on the show a couple times in the past. He was an actor like in Men, All Men Are Black, one of those movies, and he was doing some movie where he was wearing a mask. But Mike Pyle has got a Hollywood card, and plus he's a welterweight in the UFC. He's in the semi-main event tonight against Jordan Mean out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, the BOK Center. You can see this, of course, live on Fox Sports 2 and Fox Sports 1. The prelim bout will be on Fights Pass. If you have to be, you have to watch Fight Pass. It's only one fight. And for $9 a month, you get to watch one or two fights per card, and you get a little few scoops. Maybe you get to watch some tapes. But the bottom line is, it's probably not a good deal. I think if I was going to do something, I'd probably do the $9.99 World Wrestling Entertainment deal. If I was either a prelim, either a WWE or a MMA fan to the extreme, I would invest in one or the other. But when I look at this Fight Pass thing, it just doesn't bring enough to the dance. I think the WWE program, of course, of spending $9 a month and being able to get the WrestleMania card and all these other big, you know, Great Americans, all these fantastic shows that they put on, these monthly pay-per-views, to get them for free as part of your $9.99 subscription rate, I think is great. You know, but the UFC wants to charge you $9.99 a month and then take $70 from you too. Come on. Anyway, a middleweight bout, that means 185 pounds. Francis Carmona taking on Thales Lettis, and they are going to hook it up instead of 185. A catchweight bout at 149 is Max Holloway versus Clay Gillard. And that main event is a five-minute bout. So the rest of the bouts are 3 5-minute rounds. But these are 3-minute rounds. These are the prelims. Clay Gillard, I said, Max Holloway, that's a special fight, 149. Don't ask me why these guys came in at 149. Somebody has some problems making weight. James Vick taking Vladimir Lazaro, and Chris Kelly's on the card. He's taking on Tom Nimayaki. And as far as a prelim card on Fox Sports 2, this is a bit of a bummer. It just is. Why they have two different channels, I don't understand. Actually, they've got three if you cook in Fight Pass. Okay, Neil Magny's going to be on the Fox Sports 2 card. Alex Garcia, those guys are welterweights, lightweight. Bernard Dalla is going to take on Tony Martin. Bantamweight Aaron Phillips taking on Matt Hobar. Welterweight Ben Saunders taking on Chris Heatherly. And of course, that's UFC Fight Pass tonight, UFC Fight Night tonight, originally opening up on Fight Pass, then goes to Fox Sports 2, then it goes to Fox Sports 1. Check your local listing for that. Now, we are 1 week away from the rematch of rematch. I'm talking about TJ Dillashaw, the world bantamweight champion, 135 pounds, the male champion, the female champion, 135 pounds, Ronda Rousey. But TJ Dillashaw pulling off one of the most incredible upsets in mixed martial arts history when he handed Ron Arborio his head. Guy hadn't been beaten since 2008. World champion, 135 pounds, one of the longest reigning champions in the history of mixed martial arts, let alone the UFC. Okay, I mean, he was champion for a long, long time. But I could see he was having difficulty making the weight, making 135 pounds, because he would make it and then he would gas in the fourth and the fifth round of almost every fight. And then it was like a blueprint for Renan Braille to win the first three rounds and then fade in the fourth and the fifth. That was just all, if you laid out the blueprint of most of his fights, that's the way they went. So I think that he struggled to make weight this time with Dillashaw, and Dillashaw just beat the snot out of him. I mean, boxing, taking him down, beating him on the ground, beating him standing up. It was a thorough beatdown. Probably one of the most devastating and thorough beatings I've ever seen in the history of mixed martial arts. I'm telling you, it was an amazing performance. And you got to give the kid, I think he's like 13-3 now, got to give the kid from Team Alpha Male in Sacramento, California, the teammate of Uriah Faber, the California kid, you got to give him his props. And they're not giving him his props because they're throwing Renan Barrero back in there with him as if it was some type of fluke that T.J. Dillashaw pulled off, some type of, it was an aberration. It'll never happen again. It's going to happen again. It's going to be ditto the first time, except this time it may end before the fifth round. Because, you know, last time T.J. Dillashaw was beating down Barrero, round one in the books, round two in the books, round three in the books. Barrero needs a knockout to win. He's looking tired. Get beat up in round four. Was getting beat up in round five until T.J. Dillashaw closed the show. Just took him out. That was it. That's the way you take care of business. When you're a champion and you're fighting another champion, and say you got to take it from the champion. Well, guess what? If you beat the snot out of the champion four and a half rounds and then stop him, I think you've taken it from the champion. I'm talking about T.J. Dillashaw, of course, defending the August 30th from the Sleep Train Arena in Sacramento, California, formerly the house that Tony built. Tony the Tiger Lopez, a former world boxing champion. Of course, he sold that place out many, many times, held record gates as far as the entire state attendance was concerned. And then, of course, then along came the world extreme cage fighting champion, none other than the aforementioned Uriah Faber. And Uriah sold the house out, so Uriah was hot up there. Now it's Dillashaw's show. And if Dillashaw beats Renan Barrero, the next fight, the logical announcement for early 2015 would be T.J. Dillashaw and his teammate, his team Alpha Male teammate, his gym mate. I'm sorry, but they got to get it on. I'm talking about Uriah Faber. That's the fight. That's the super fight. That's the fight everybody wants to see underneath their breath. They're hoping that Dillashaw goes out there and wipes the floor up Barrero so they can set up this fight of an all-Sacramento main event for the world 135-pound championship featuring two very popular and talented fighters. I mean, let's be honest. When Faber fights, he draws ratings. When T.J. Dillashaw fights, he's learning to be he's becoming a ratings catcher. But let's be honest, before that, not a whole lot of people knew a lot about Dillashaw, although Gilbert Melendez told me he had a shot. That's right. Gilbert, of course, the El Nino, we talked about him, the aforementioned Strikeforce lightweight champion. Man, he's the real deal. El Nino, Anthony Pettis, sometime in late 2014, of course, culminating after their season of The Ultimate Fighter. But Melendez said that, you know, that T.J. Dillashaw had a shot, and he said he had more than a shot, and he did have more than a shot because he went out there and he cleaned Renan Barrero's clock. Now, will it happen again? Yes, it will. 1 week from tonight, August the 30th, Sacramento, California. Of course, the fights open up on Fight Pass, I believe, at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Then at 5 p.m. Pacific time, they go to Fox Sports 2, Fox Sports 1. And then at 7 p.m. Pacific time, they go with the main card. That's right, live. Of course, Benson Henderson doing this thing tonight. But straight up, we got to figure out 1 week from today, those guys will be duking it out, and the entire world will have its eyes on Sacramento, California, and T.J. Dillashaw and Renan Barrero. UFC 177. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you haven't already, please download the iHeartRadio app. Of course, like all 3 hours of Ring Talk are up. That's for 3 hours of weekly Ring Talk. And you'll get it every Monday straight up. You've got the insiders looking through the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on your smartphone or your tablet. iHeartRadio, download the app and get ringtalk.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
The cyborg thing is, I can't even believe people are asking me about Cyborg, number one. First of all, she does not fight here. Everybody realizes that, right? She weighs 145 pounds, and her genius manager, Tito Ortiz, said that she would die if she went to 135 pounds. She's also coming off a steroid suspension last time she was here. I mean, I can't even – it drives me nuts. She will not fight Cyborg. I don't know who she's going to fight. She's going to go film Entourage, the movie, and then we'll figure out what's next for her.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Check it! 58 minutes past hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, Saturdays and Sundays, we are live, air live at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday for an hour, we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. And on Sunday, we go for 2 hours of Ring Talk, the first hour of boxing. First hour covers the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, you can get all this stuff at iHeartRadio. Go to iHeartRadio, download the iHeartRadio app, and, you know, just like wherever you want, in your car, hit your smartphone. I mean, we got it going on. We really got this portable thing going on, the tablets, the smartphones. Check it out, iHeartRadio app. Download it and take Ring Talk anywhere you want to go. Tail of the tape. Of course, the World Bantamweight Championship on the line. Next Saturday, UFC 177, TJ Dillashaw 11-2. I was wrong on that record. Renan Barrera, the Baron, 34-2. Won no contest. Man, he hasn't lost since 2008. They're about even. Height, even. Weight's going to be about even. So they're even fighters as far as their physical attributes are concerned. But the bottom line is, I think the younger man, TJ Dillashaw, is going to win again. So that's my prediction. Dillashaw the winner in the UFC main event of 177. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Until next time, respect. 'Cause I love-